Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. At the tender age of 5, Tavi watched his uncle performing on an electric guitar. His newfound passion overcame restraint as he quietly snuck into the bedroom to strum the strings of that magical instrument with all his might. Years later, against stifling obstacles, Tavi would gravitate towards the same magical instrument. Tavi Genariu has distinguished himself as one of the preeminent classical guitarists since then in the Los Angeles area. His artistry is defined by deep emotional expression, focused attention to technical accuracy and details, as well as certain performance pathos that never fails to captivate audiences. I want you to have the opportunity to hear him. So here's Tavi Genariu. Listen. Those are the soothing sounds. Oh, you can feel it, can't you? That's Tavi Genariu. And with that great gift that God has given to him, that ability to express through, well, as we were saying, the magical musical instrument, the guitar, Tavi is a man who knows the love and grace of God. And that's why the Lord sends him to be with us today as our featured guest. And we're here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show to remind you how much God loves you and knows you. No matter what you might be facing today, going through, how rough things might be, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. And that's why we can have a relationship with Almighty God through Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. And today, my friend, he calls you to himself. If you haven't opened your heart to Jesus, oh, let that melodious sound draw you to him. I believe it would be the Holy Spirit drawing you to the Lord himself. Open your heart to Jesus. And if you're already a Christ follower, oh, we hope that you will be encouraged. We believe that you will through the testimony of Tavi Genariu. He hails from the beautiful Carpathian Mountains of Transylvania, Romania. He was born in a family of gypsy musicians where singing and dancing were an integral part of life. Currently, Tavi Genariu is the guitar professor at the Master's College in Santa Clarita, California. He maintains a busy performance and teaching schedule. He and his wife Melissa and daughter Sophia reside in Southern California and enjoy their busy but exciting lives together. They share a deep commitment to their faith in Jesus Christ, where Tavi is the worship minister at Community Christian Alliance Church. Tavi, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Aloha, everyone.
Tavi, where did you grow up?
Well, Danny, I was born in a beautiful German town in the heart of Transylvania. It was really a mythical, beautiful place. The town was called Hermannstadt, that's the German name for the town, or Sibiu, that's the Romanian name for this beautiful town. It is surrounded by mountains. You walk the streets of this ancient town, and everything is old, and there is tradition. And I can remember having a Christmas, spending a Christmas at home without snow. And so I have very fond memories of my birthplace.
In America today, someone might say, man, my house is pretty old. I've been living there for 20 years. What does that mean to you?
Well, I try to be empathetic and compassionate and say, yes, you know, indeed, you have an old house. But in reality, you know, when you go to my hometown, you get a whole new sense of what old actually is. My parents lived for most of their married life in a home that was about 300 years old.
Wow.
And so, you know, old is kind of a fluctuating, has a fluctuating meaning there.
You know, you talk about, I mean, I mentioned it earlier about the Carpathian Mountains, Transylvania, Romania. That might trigger some other images in the minds of people. Have you ever encountered that as you've shared your story?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's humorous. Whenever I mention, you know, that I was born in Romania, most people don't know where Romania is, but now with the advent of all these movies about vampires and the romanticizing of this legend, people look a little bit more closely to my teeth whenever I speak, just to make sure I don't have elongated fangs, you know? And it's actually a blast to see them react like that.
In this beautiful land and this beautiful surroundings that you grew up in, the picturesque way, even the way you describe it, mythical proportions, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I think, Danny, and probably this is the case for most of us, I think our family, our immediate family, influences us the most. In my case, without doubt, my father is the one who influenced me the most, you know, for the good and for the not so good as well. And I think in great measure, I am who I am and what I am today because of my father's influence in my own life.
What was it about your father that has impacted you to this day?
Well, I think my father had it hard. Life was difficult for him from the very beginning. You know, he got married when he was very young. First of all, my mother was 16 years old, my father was 17. And so he did not have a chance to get a proper education. He wasn't able to complete high school. He barely knew how to read and write and do basic math. And so he wasn't able to secure a very good job for himself. And yet, in spite of that, he worked so hard, Danny, to provide for his family. And he worked as a cobbler. And so he would make shoes for people. He would repair shoes. In fact, I hated it whenever he would make shoes for myself because he would always make them so well that they would last for years. And he would always make them two or three sizes large. And I felt like I was wearing bricks when I was playing soccer. But I think my father worked so hard for his family. And that was a wonderful example to me. Very committed to his family, and I think he instilled that drive in all of us to work hard and to be diligent and to study hard and to do our very best in whatever field God might call us to.
Oh, to have the opportunity, what people would give, Tavi, what they would pay to have shoes made like that. I mean, something that will last. But more than that, the lessons that you've learned, how precious they are. Mm-hmm. You know, to have such an enchanted upbringing and to learn the lessons you have, tell us about your family. You know, were you one of a few other children? Where were you in the birth order?
I was born as the first of seven siblings. As I said, my mom and dad were married very young, at a very young age. They didn't have much family support on either side of their parents. And so there were six boys and one girl in the middle just to be safely protected by her brothers.
Well, and God knew through a series of events over the course of time that he had instilled in you a very distinct and unique gift. And it was well aligned with the passion that you discovered when it comes to music. We've heard some of that. I'd like to hear more when we come back from our break. And the music has been melodious, yes, but there has been a process of growth in your life spiritually that has made a difference. My friend, as you listen to the story of Tavi Genariu, he's been on a journey. Are you aware that, hey, we are all on a journey? And the Lord is moving in our lives in various ways. Sometimes we don't even recognize it. Tavi began to recognize things early on in his life. And today the Lord sends him here to remind us, remind you, about your special journey. Stay with us. We're going to be back with more from Tavi Genariu.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It is not always that you get the opportunity, the privilege, to to speak with and hear a world-class guitarist, someone who has honed the God-given skills that the Lord has distilled in him and sharpened it at the highest level to perform in the way that he performs today. I'm speaking of none other than Tavi Gennariou. He's our guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us today. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I believe that you're going to be encouraged and inspired, moved, as you hear the story of our special guest. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and you can get this podcast for free. You can hear what it means and what it's like to grow up in Transylvania, Romania, and in homes that are 300-400 years old. That and other enchanting things as shared by Tavi Gennariou. But as we come back, let's listen just for a moment to more of his sweet sounds that he brings out from that magical instrument. Tavi Gennariou is our guest today. In fact, to find out more about Tavi, to hear more of his music, go to losangelesguitarist.com. That's easy, isn't it? losangelesguitarist.com. Tavi, how did you become a Christian?
By the grace of God, Danny. Just to make it really short, really, as I think back about the mercies of God in my own life and my family's life, I'm just so overwhelmed. I was born in an unbelieving family. We were culturally Christian. You know, if you're born a Romanian, you're automatically inserted in the Greek Orthodox religion. In fact, we have a saying in Romania that we have been Christians before Christ even came. Well, you figure that one out. But Christianity seems to be so cultural, and it never sunk down into our own hearts. So we grew up basically in a nominal Christian family. But something drastic happened to our family in 1990. I don't know if you remember, Danny, and those of you who are listening who may be a bit older, you may remember that in 1989 there was a great upheaval in Europe. And you have the Berlin Wall that fell and then the Iron Curtain falling in Eastern Europe. In 1989 we had what's called the Communist Revolution, when Nicolae Ceausescu was dethroned and the country started to experience freedom. Well, immediately after that revolution in the winter of 1989, the country just opened up to missionaries. And in the spring of 1990, we already started to have missionaries coming to Romania. And one afternoon, there was a huge truck filled with Bibles in the main city square. And there was a missionary there just giving away Bibles for free to anyone who wanted one. Now, this was really unusual because most people did not have Bibles. Romania had been steeped into communism and atheism. And the only people who had Bibles were the priests. And by the grace of God, one of those Bibles got into my father's hands. And he brought it home, and he read it, and he basically locked himself up for about a week. And he read from Genesis all the way to Revelation, voraciously reading it and consuming that information. And one morning he came running into the kitchen and said, from Sunday on, I will become a believer. And he used a very interesting word. He said, I will become a repenter, or one who repents, really pointing to the quality of the lifestyle that he was going to adopt. And as a true believer of Christ, he began discipling his family, and he began dragging me to church. And so I was privileged and blessed to sit under wonderful biblical teaching in Sunday school, and so I started to learn the Word of God. My father was very faithful to share with me every day a Bible story and to read for me and ask me follow-up questions. But nothing really happened until the age of 14, when I did make a decision to follow Christ. As I think back about my conversion, I'm not sure that I can point to a deliberate moment when I was converted. I think I was on a journey, and the Lord took me from knowing nothing to knowing more and believing more, so much so that by the time I was in my sophomore year in college, I knew that my relationship with God was solid, and I had this confidence that I was following Christ to the best of my ability, and that my soul was saved by God.
What was it, Tavi? We do need to emphasize the importance of the Word of God and the power of the Word of God and the exposure that your father had. And then here you are in college, getting deeper from 14 years now in college. What went on in your heart at that time that drew you to the Lord to a point of surrendering your heart to Christ?
Yeah, I agree with you, Danny. It's just, this journey has been just amazing. And many times I wonder if that missionary who gave my father the Bible could even imagine the impact that act of faithfulness had on our family. I think it was kind of a domino effect that began with the faithfulness of this missionary giving away a Bible, and then my father reading the Bible and being convicted. And I think it's just this whole story is a testimony to the power of God's Word. You know how Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation. And my father had no one to actually pray with him a prayer. He didn't have an aisle to walk down to. He didn't raise a hand. It was just an internal transformation brought about by the Word of God. And I think having seen that in his life and having experienced that in my life, I can testify that this stuff is real. This stuff really works. It is really significant. I think what happened in my heart that led me to the Lord was a gradual realization that I wasn't good. I thought that I was a good boy. You know, I wouldn't get in fights. I would study hard. I wouldn't bring reproach on my parents or my family. And so by my comparing myself with others, I thought I was pretty hot stuff, you know. And yet, when I started to read the scripture, I realized that in my best day, I still fall short of the glory of God, and I fall short of the standard that he set in scripture. And it just brought, in the beginning, a sense of despair. And then realizing that I don't have to work in order to earn my salvation. I don't have to work to appease God. That God was appeased by the sacrifice of his Son. And the life that I could not live, Jesus was able to live. And the death that I should have died, Jesus actually died in my stead. It just broke my heart. And that's what brought me to salvation. It wasn't a fear of judgment. It was a sense of gratitude.
An incredible moment of realization that, as you say, went on for a period of time, but the way that the truth of the Lord distilled in your heart to the point of clarity, conviction, repentance, even humility. Concurrently, there was some kind of parallel that obviously went on in life, because I knew from when you were a child, there was more than one being enamored by an instrument, some magnetic draw to the guitar. We're going to take a quick break right now, but Tavi, when we come back, I want to hear the story of what your process was like as a musician. I mean, here you are today, a world-class musician, sought after by many. At the same time, you have a deep spirituality, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How did they come together? Explain that to us when we come back. Because someone today might see or might feel like there's maybe even a disconnect in their life. Their spiritual growth is maybe somewhat like a staccato. It hasn't been fluid as they would have wished. But there's also another part of life that has a passion and gifting that they also feel is from God too. How do they come together? You'll hear about it from Tavi Gennariou when we come back. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, get this website now, this website. LosAngelesGuitarist.com. LosAngelesGuitarist.com. That's how you can listen here. You can hear Tavi Gennaro. You can actually find out how you can engage him and book him. And he's very well sought out and many have endorsed him. But you know what? In the fall of 1999, he was awarded a generous scholarship that made it possible for him to receive the personalized instruction of the world's preeminent classical guitarist, Christopher Parkening. By the age of 23, he completed a bachelor's degree with an emphasis on classical guitar performance under the tutelage of Christopher Parkening and John Nelson. While contemplating other guitars, Tavi finds himself returning over and over to his old Ramirez guitars for recordings and performances due to their mysterious and even haunting sound quality. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, yes? Tavi Gennaro is our guest today. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, to access this show, podcast, listen to it in its entirety for free, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Tavi, how did you develop what's the process of your musicianship, particularly with the guitar?
You know, my history with music and my involvement with music began at an age that I can't even remember. I grew up being surrounded by music. My father would play the accordion, and my mother would sing. I had an uncle who played the guitar, and so I grew up having, you know, parties in our home when all the relatives would come over and would spend a few hours just sharing meals and dancing and singing. And so, in a sense, I've always been surrounded by music, but tangibly, I picked up the guitar when I was 12 years old. My father looked at me and said, "Huh, you're studying too much. You know, you have to get involved in an extracurricular activity. And so here are your two choices. You could be involved in Romanian folk dancing or guitar." And so as an awkward, you know, teenage boy, I just didn't want to wear those tight leggings and do Romanian folk dancing. And so I said, well, I'll choose the lesser of the two evils. I'll try to play the guitar. And Danny, from the very beginning, I picked it up and just loved the instrument. I loved connecting with the strings and feeling the strings under my fingertips. And even when it would hurt, it was, you know, it was hurting so good. So played guitar through my teen years. And when I was 16 years old, I heard the sound of a classical guitar for the first time. And I remember vividly even the piece that was being played. And from the very first few notes, I just fell in love. And all of a sudden, I was transported almost into a different world, listening to that beautiful, mellow, introspective, poetic type of sound. And so I decided to pick up the classical guitar when I was 16 years old.
How did you, we talk about you getting the opportunity, the rare privilege of studying under Christopher Parkening. How did that happen?
Again, this is just wonderful to see the fingerprint of God in all these events. I started playing the classical guitar when I was 16 years old, but didn't have a guitar professor. There was hardly any classical guitar tradition at that time in Romania. And so I was largely self-taught. In 1998, I was invited to tour the U.S. with a Christian band from Hungary. Hungary is our neighbor country. And so I thought, this is a wonderful opportunity. I would love to go see the United States, and ended up touring with them for about 3 months. During that tour, I remember playing at a church in Orange County, California. And I was was so tired and exhausted, and it was towards the end of the tour, and there were more of us on the stage than there were people in the audience. And so my attitude was not the best. And during that concert, I was playing a solo classical Spanish guitar piece. And somebody happened to actually videotape that concert. And without my knowledge, this wonderful lady sent this video to a whole bunch of classical guitarists all over the country. And I ended up returning to Romania after the tour. And I remember one day receiving a package in the mail filled with sheet music and cassettes and a beautiful, encouraging letter from Christopher Parkin. I mean, the man is a legend. And he was encouraging me to work very hard, to be motivated, to keep up the work, and just continue to improve as a classical guitarist. And so I started to videotape myself, and I would send Christopher Parkin recordings of myself playing, and then he would write me letters back to Romania saying, let your fingernails grow like this, or shift your hand position to get this type of a sound. And we did that for a few months. And eventually I expressed my desire to him that I would like to pursue the classical guitar, but there was no way I could do that in Romania. There was no tradition for the classical guitar at that time. And he was so gracious to invite me to come and study with him here in Southern California. And he even worked out a scholarship deal, and just, it was a wonderful provision of the Lord for me to come and study and get a wonderful education, a wonderful Christian education, as well as great guitar instruction from him.
So is that how you came to America?
Yes. Yes. You know, I came to America with that group of musicians from Hungary, and then ended up coming to study here in America. While I was in college, I met my wife, and as soon as we graduated, then we were married.
Did you ever find out who that lady was that videotaped and sent it all over, sent your video all over?
Yes, I did, and to this day we have a very close relationship. And I'm not sure. Well, I'll just say her name. Her name is Janice Allen. And she said, I don't know why I did that, and I don't know why I worked so hard to send these tapes to all these guitarists and follow up with them and make sure that you have every opportunity you need to have to develop as a classical guitarist. But she said it was sort of a divine compulsion. And I'm just so grateful to the Lord and also to her for laboring so hard. And again, it's amazing how God has just arranged for all these different components of the story to fit into this puzzle.
Tavi, aren't you glad? Of course, that's an understatement. That Janice took that prompting and did something about it. She didn't just kind of sit on her hands or twiddle her thumbs, so to speak. She went and did something about it. And you know, as we're talking today, perhaps the Lord has prompted you to do something, and you've been waiting. Well, could this be an encouragement from the Lord to you to take a step of faith, to take action, or maybe tonight or tomorrow, there may be a prompting. It could be an impression that you have. Hey. Could it be that moment where by following God's leading, it will open the door for someone else? And you just never know what it's going to be. And you know what? God doesn't always explain everything or unfold everything. He just wants us to be obedient. Gosh, what doors have opened for you, Tavi, from this dear woman who was so gracious and faithful? You know, you grew spiritually, and you grew musically. How did the Lord lead you into ministry? I know you're there at Community Christian Alliance Church. How did that happen?
Well, Danny, for a classical musician, life can be pretty lonely. Classical musicians are usually pretty isolated, and you need to be to have adequate time to prepare and spend time with the music and spend time with your instrument. And I think within a few years, after arriving in the U.S., I realized that even when I play my best concert, 2 hours later, people would forget probably every single note I just played that I worked so hard for. And so there was a sense of futility in that. And I realized that music cannot be an end in and of itself. There has to be something more. And that's when I was really touched by the words of Johann Sebastian Bach. And at the end of his compositions at the time, he would write three initials, SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone the glory. And I was just shocked by that. This incredible musician would actually write and perform for the glory of God. And so for me to merge music and faith was so natural, and it was the right thing to do, because I couldn't keep the two separated, and I couldn't keep them as different compartments. And after I graduated college, I had about a month period between moving from Los Angeles to San Francisco, where my wife was already working. And I thought I would just like to do something constructive during this month. And I heard about a church planting pastor who moved to Southern California from Ohio. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to go and offer my help to him. Just use me. And so for that month, I actually ended up painting and cleaning carpets and really helping this man plant a church here in Southern California. Well, that was such a tremendous experience. To see people come to know Christ, I was hooked, if you want. I wanted more of that. And I ended up serving together with this pastor for another year. My wife quit her job in the San Francisco area, moved down to Los Angeles, and we were serving in ministry. Well, it so happens that the pastor, the senior pastor, became severely ill with cancer. And he said, well, you're it. I was next in line to preach. Well, I've never preached in my entire life. And so I started to listen to sermons and to tapes of pre-recorded sermons. And I would write them down word for word, and then I would preach them on Sunday. And I got wonderful feedback for those sermons. Except one Sunday when I said, you know, last year when I went to Oxford, well, I've never been to Oxford, and I thought, this is just ridiculous. I need to go get some training. And I ended up going to the seminary and spent 4 years in seminary being equipped for future ministry. And so here I am today having a performing facet of my life where I play classical guitar and use music as a platform for the gospel, as a platform to introduce people to Jesus Christ. And then I have this other segment of my life, which is most of my time spent in church ministry, teaching and preaching and counseling and leading worship. And it's just wonderful to be able to merge these different worlds within my life.
Peter Yates is the professor of guitar at the University of California, Los Angeles, there, UCLA. He says, Tavi has a meaningful connection to the music, a sense of artistry, a fine talent. And now you can see, as a guitarist, classical guitarist, and also as a minister of the gospel, a preacher of the word, a pastor, Pastor Tavi Gennariou. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back for our final segment, let's talk about challenging times. I know about some challenging times I think Tavi probably knows about some challenging times. Have you experienced difficult moments? Well, if so, then well, we're all kind of in it together. But perhaps the Lord has a word of encouragement to lift you up, to build us up together. In times of difficulty, you know, those moments squeeze us, pull us, push us. God uses those things, and sometimes the greatest moments come out of our greatest pains, our greatest struggles. When we come back, you'll hear more from Tavi Janariu, sharing heart to heart with you and me, us together. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Greg Newton is one of the board of directors for Guitar Foundation of America. And he says this about Tavi Janariu. He says, spirited and energetic, stylistic, and most absorbing playing. He's speaking about Tavi, and Tavi's our guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about Tavi Janariu, go to losangelesguitarist.com. That's losangelesguitarist.com. Now, you know, he's been trained by the best, Christopher Parkening. He's also been trained at one of the finest colleges and seminaries, the Master's College and the Master's Seminary. You might have heard of John MacArthur, Dr. John MacArthur, who's the founder of the seminary and author of many, many books. Well, Tavi is also a teacher there at the Master's College. But, you know, the blend of music and ministry, I want you to hear just a little bit more from Tavi and his exquisite gifting. And then we'll be back in a few moments.
of Tavi Gennario at losangelesguitarist.com and losangelesguitarist.com. Hey, those soft, dynamic sounds are somewhat soothing, don't you think? Especially when times become challenging. There's a refreshment that comes. Tavi, how has the Lord helped you through your own difficult moments?
Well, Danny, I look back at my life and I think my suffering compared to the suffering of other people is really insignificant in terms of degrees or severity, and I haven't had to deal with a terminal illness or chronic illness or loss of close family members or anything like that. And so I think whatever suffering I've experienced, perhaps I should make sure I put it in the right perspective. And yet suffering and challenges really are part of the Christian life. And I think even now, over the past 3 years, I've been experiencing the grace of God in my life in wonderful ways. My mother and father actually divorced about 4 years ago after having spent 28 years together in marriage. And although I was kind of removed from the situation, having lived in Southern California for the last few years, it still felt like the world came crashing down in a sense. And the family unit that I held so dear and I felt so secure just began to disintegrate before my eyes. And this has been challenging to accept and to make sense of. And I think I'm still going through the process of trying to process what in the world is happening here, and to see both my mother and father sort of relapse back into their old lifestyle. It's puzzling, and at the same time, I have experienced the grace of the Lord and have experienced the power of God working their lives in spite of that. Sometimes the grace of God comes through a word of encouragement from someone else who's aware of the situation, comes through His Word, the Word of God that brings comfort to us. I remember reading Psalm 46 that says, even though the mountains are moved, are shaken, and they fall into the midst of the sea, and the kingdoms totter, and even though all these things happen, be still and know that I am God, that I will be exalted among the nations. Passages of scripture like this have really brought a lot of comfort mm-hmm. and stability to my spiritual life. And so God is faithful to provide the grace necessary to endure the challenges. He never promised that those would not come. He never advertised anything like that. But He's so faithful to help us navigate those rough waters when they come in our lives.
Tavi, we've got a couple minutes. What would you say to someone right now who, sort of like how you mentioned, your world came crashing down? What would you say to someone who's feeling their world is crashing down right now?
I would say this, Danny. We don't know the end of the story yet. We look at situations, we look at difficulties from a limited perspective, from the here and now point of view, and we don't know yet the end of the story. When we look at people around us and we wonder what's happening to them, God knows the end of their story, and God is the one who's putting together their own journeys. When we look at our own lives, we don't know the end of the story, other than for those who are believers, know that we will see God face to face one day. And so I think that there is a necessity for patience and for trust and for just kind of childish faith to rely on the goodness of of God in the current situation, knowing that He always has our best interest at heart. Romans 8:28 is such a powerful reminder to me that God works all things for good, for the good of those who love Him, and that my responsibility right now, all the time I need to do, is to love God and to devote myself to Him and to trust Him in the midst of those difficult situations, knowing that He who has begun a good work, as Philippians 1:6 says, will bring it to a good completion one day.
A word of encouragement. Brother, we've got just about a minute left. Could you lead in a prayer for that dear listener right now?
Sure. Father, I thank You for this opportunity to exalt Your name and to see Your fingerprint and to see You at work in the minute details of our lives. We want to acknowledge You as being actively involved in our lives. And we want to thank You for being a God who cares for us. When we look at the heavens, the work of Your fingers, what is man, what is woman, what are boys and girls, that You are mindful of us, and yet You are. I pray that You would encourage every single listener, that they would be able to step out in faith, that they would be obedient, and trust You for the outcome. They would trust that their acts of faithfulness today, here, and now will reverberate into eternity. Help us, Lord, to experience the good life that You have for us, the good life that You have for us here, and the better life that You have for us in heaven one day.
Yes.
We thank You for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Pastor Tavi, thank you. That's a ministry, a prayer, a word of encouragement from Pastor Tavi Zinari. You've been listening to him. You've heard him play the guitar. You can find out more about him at losangelesguitarist.com. And I hope today, and by the way, Pastor, thank you, Tavi, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Danny.
And as you have been with us listening, dear friend, I hope that you have been so moved by the music and the words of our dear guest, Tavi Zinariu. Again, find out more at losangelesguitarist.com. You know, God's timing is absolutely perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so yet, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got presentation there. Go to Get to Know Jesus. Click that. To stand with us with your financial support and make a donation, click Partners when you go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Acts 13:47 says, "For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I've made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Tavi Zinariu. Find out more, losangelesguitars.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.